Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, February 26, 2026. That's a lot of sixes there. Sorry about that. We'll start with a story titled Flu Hitting Hard in Danville, written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. Health officials in Danville report the respiratory illness season is not over just yet and urge people to get vaccinated if they have not. Maddie Draper, the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse APRN, works at the on-call urgent care in Danville and says there are still lots of cases of illnesses like the flu, COVID, and RSV. The past couple of weeks, we are definitely in our peak flu season, she said. Typically in the past, patients have kind of thought the flu season is October, November, December, January, but really the beginning of February and this past week has really hit our community. Draper said she's still seeing a lot of people coming in and in with one of the respiratory bugs. Draper said they are seeing a lot of flu A, a lot of flu B, a little bit of COVID, and we are seeing a ton of patients coming in with flu-like symptoms, chills, fevers, body aches, headaches, just feeling like they got hit by a bus. And it is causing an increase in patients at local urgent cares and hospitals. We are seeing an influx in both our clinics and the hospital, Draper said. I know Carl, Christy, everyone is just kind of busting at the seams right now. She said, if you are sick, stay home. She says patients should make sure they keep themselves hydrated and get plenty of rest and take things at home like for their flu symptoms. And she added, making sure if things are getting worse, to come into urgent care for us to evaluate you to make sure nothing else is going on. The main places she says the germs spread like wildfire are places like children, like schools and daycares. We are seeing an influx from the schools, she said. I know Homer shut down for a couple of days. And she adds, just because you got one bug doesn't mean you are virus free from others. I have seen multiple patients this week who just got over the influenza A, and the next week they have influenza B, Draper said about what she has seen in the urgent care. It's just a petri dish, and kids have a hard time keeping their hands to themselves and not sharing. She recommends making sure to clean surfaces with disinfectant wipes and visiting urgent care if you are not getting better to get evaluated. And there are times an emergency room visit is warranted. If you are having simple symptoms like fever, chills, body aches, anything from the neck up, runny nose, congestion, sore throat, sneezing, cough, those are all great things to come to urgent care. If you are having extreme dizziness, vomiting that you cannot control at home, weakness, chest pain, shortness of breath, those are signs that you need to go to the emergency room for a further workup. If you think that you have the flu, Draper encourages patients to get tested. If a patient comes in, typically we will test within 48 hours for the flu, she said. We do stick to the 48 hours guideline because if it is without the 48-hour window, we can no longer offer Tamiflu, the antiviral. Mustafa Baker, MD, a pediatric infectious disease specialist with OSF Healthcare, says the increase in flu activity is due to low vaccination rates, with less than a quarter of Illinoisans vaccinated from the flu. He emphasized that all vaccinations are important for protecting children from deadly diseases with irreversible effects. As where to get a vaccination, you can check with your primary care physician, local pharmacy, or the health department to schedule flu, COVID, or RSV vaccinations. Next story is titled Roberson Emphasizes Danville Giants at Banquet, again written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. A Danville native emphasized the Giants among the community during a recent speech. Mary Catherine Roberson, who is running for Illinois State Representative of District 104 as a Democrat, spoke during the Lincoln Douglas King Banquet on Saturday. Her daughter, Malia Roberson, introduced her. Malia began with stating that the likes of Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. remind her of how ordinary people are the ones who become leaders. They understood that if they waited for a change would never come. So they took it upon themselves to lead that change, Malia said. That's the example I've grown up with, watching at home. She said, while most people at the banquet know her as a public servant, her mom is the person who inspired her to act. And recently, Malia and her sister, Maya, led a group of around 500 students to the anti-ICE protest. But to me, she's the person who taught me that while passion is important, it's not always enough to care. You have to act. Mary Catherine said her daughter's speech brought tears to her eyes, and that she credits one of the Danville's own for why she's in the position she's in now. When I stood before you last year to introduce Danville's own Joan Walls, the first black person and first black woman selected as city manager for the city of Champaign, I never imagined I would be standing here tonight in her shoes, Roberson shared in her speech. And what incredible shoes they are. Roberson said Walls was a mentor to her during her time at Danville High School and the Young Women Aware program. Walls also served as the CEO of Big Brothers and Sisters. Along with other local women, she met with us and taught us everything from proper etiquette to how to apply for college scholarships, Roberson said. Because of the generosity of the Young Women Aware program and the United Samaritans Medical Center Foundation, now OSF Medical Center, I was able to attend Danville Area Community College on a full scholarship. Roberson worked under Wall's leadership for the city of Champaign while Walls served as the deputy city manager. And Roberson emphasized that while she could go anywhere, she chooses to stay here where she calls home. She isn't doing it because she lacks options or ambition, but because she and others understand something very important. No one will love, fight for, or protect this place the way people who come from this place will. Staying home is not settling. Staying home is a commitment. We also owe something to those coming behind us. Young people who deserve leaders who believe in them, who see them, and who are willing to stand in the gap, Roberson said. There is a quote attributed to Bernard of Charles that says, "We are the dwarfs sitting on the shoulders of giants." Roberson is said that those giants were Lincoln, Douglas, and King, and others whose names are not in history, but also giants whose names will never appear in the textbook, Roberson wrote. Giants whose courage was quiet, giants whose victories were local, but no less significant. As far as who she says are local giants, she credits Laura Lee for opening her home to others. What began as one woman in her home grew into the Laura Lee Fellowship House, or Lighthouse, standing as a space for youth development and community organizing, Roberson said. We also remember giants like my Aunt Margaret Ward. She was a teacher in Danville District 118. At the time when teachers had to quit their jobs when they became pregnant. She persisted and became one of the first women administrators in the district. And she added, there must be attributes to Danville's Magnificent Seven. For 160 years after its incorporation, Danville did not elect a single black person to its city council. In response, Bashir Ali, Wentz Cunningham, Nate Cunningham, Reverend R.J. Davis, Pete Derrickson, Frank Abrams, and Eugene Radio Thompson sued the city in the mid-80s. Roberson said their courage led to the adoption of ward system, which elected aldermen, forever changing the city's leadership and opening the door to equitable representation. They looked at the broken system and said, "This is wrong," and we refused to accept it. She added, "It would be remiss not to honor those attending the event as well, such as Andres Coleman for his dedication to the youth, Miss Jill Maccabee, owner of Dissendat Beauty Store in downtown Danville, current student Serenity Reed, and the parents of the late Anaya Davis, Phil and Yolanda Davis, who were present as guests for the or invited by Roberson to the banquet. Also present was Anaya's mother, Andrea King. Anaya Davis was an honors student, a show choir star, and a young lady who always made her daddy brag different, Roberson said. Anaya was killed at Winter Park in the summer of 2025, just 1 year after graduating from Danville High School. In the midst of an unimaginable loss, Phil and Yolanda have joined a growing movement of parents and young people saying enough is enough, transforming pain into purpose and demanding accountability. Their courage reminds us that justice is often born from heartbreak, and yet, even in grief, they chose love over bitterness, action over despair. That is what it means to be a giant and to embrace not the absence of pain, but the refusal to let pain be the end of the story. Roberson concluded in her speech that true giants exist among us right now in the present. You don't become a giant by waiting. You become one by standing up when something inside you says this is not right, Roberson said. Leadership does not always come with a title. Often it begins with discomfort, with asking the question no one else wants to ask, with saying, I may not have the answers yet, but I will not ignore the problem. And there's a couple of pictures, one of Mary Catherine Roberson and her daughter, Belia Roberson, at the annual Lincoln Douglas King banquet on Saturday in Danville, and then Mary Catherine Roberson speaks at the Danville Lincoln Douglas at the annual Lincoln Douglas King banquet in Danville on Saturday. Now we'll run through the obituaries. John G. Flynn, 93, of Danville, passed away on February 19th, surrounded by his loving family. A visitation will be held at St. Mary's Catholic Church at 231 North State Street in Westville on Saturday, February 28th from 10 to 11 a.m. with Mass at 11 a.m. Burial will follow at St. Peter and Paul Cemetery. No flowers or food donations for the family are necessary. Paul Allen Rogers, 71, of Danville, passed away peacefully on Friday, February 20th at home, holding the hand of his wife of 51 years, Donna. Visitation will be at the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints at 1949 North Bowman Avenue in Danville on Friday, February 27th from 11 to 1 p.m. Funeral services will be at 1 p.m. followed by the grave dedication at Spring Hill Cemetery. Rita Marie Plotner, 90, passed away peacefully in her recliner on February 22nd in Danville, Illinois. A celebration of life will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, March 2nd at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Pastor Chris Atwood will officiate. Rita will be laid to rest next to her husband, Harry, at Oakwood Cemetery in Oakwood, Illinois. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, March 1st at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Rita's memory to the Oakwood Christian Church. And James Whitey Richards, age 77, of Georgetown, Illinois, passed away at his home on February 23rd. A visitation will be held at Sunset Funeral Home in Georgetown on February 27th from 12 to 2 p.m. with the funeral following directly. Next story is titled Danville Man Arrested After Stabbing Incident, written by a staff reporter in Danville. A Danville man was arrested Tuesday in connection with a stabbing in the 1100 block of Saratoga Street. In a release from the Danville Police Department, officers were dispatched to the area of North Bowman Avenue and East Voorhees Street at approximately 9:57 a.m. on Tuesday in reference to a reported stabbing involving a 38-year-old male. Upon arrival, officers learned that the victim was being transported to OSF Sacred Heart Medical Center by personal vehicle. Officers responded to the hospital, where they contacted the victim and and initiated an investigation. Officers were able to determine that the incident occurred in the 1100 block of Saratoga Street, and they were able to identify the suspect. At approximately 12:08 p.m., Anthony Turner, 24, of Danville, was located and taken into custody in the 300 block of West English Street. Turner is currently being held in the Danville Public Safety Building on preliminary charges of aggravated battery and aggravated domestic battery. The investigation remains open, ongoing. If anyone has any further information on the incident, they should contact the Danville Police Department at 217-431-2250 or Vermilion County Crime Stoppers anonymously online at vccrimestoppers.org using the mobile app P3Tips or by calling 217-446-TIPS or 8477. Next story is titled Smoke Lounge Opens in Danville, written again by Christy Jankowski. There is now a spot to consume cannabis legally in Danville. The official ribbon cutting and grand opening event is happening at 7 Point in Danville on Thursday, starting at 1 p.m. Brad Zerman, the owner of 7 Point, said the event will have lunch served from Einstein Bagels. While that's going on, we have some musicians, Zerman said. We're going to have live music going on for about an hour or two during the time because we have a stage. The lounge is a long time coming for Zerman, who opened up the dispensary in May of 2024. We have two or three growers coming that are going to set up in there and offer tastings and stuff of their products, Zerman said. Then we have a paid ticketed comedy event that's part of series with Chris Hightower. Zerman said Hightower performed last time and it was a fairly packed, so he expects the event to be the same. The three growers are coming in and they're going to set up their products, devices, and people can try different vapes, concentrates, and maybe some flower, Zerman added. It's like a normal thing for a consumption lounge, but there just aren't that many around. Zerman said he's looking at booking more growers to come in to the joint to show off their products. The event will feature cannabis pop-ups tastings from Legacy and Relief Botanicals at 2 p.m. Zerman stressed that there will be no smoking during the ribbon cutting and lunch portion of the event. He also said not to worry about smelling like pot if you want to visit during the lunch hour. I know there are some people who coming to the event and they don't want to be going back to work all smoky. It is important to note that we have a state-of-the-art air filtration system, he said. It works fairly well and people don't smell like smoke when they leave. Zerman said there are multiple cleaners to keep the air free from the skunky smell. There are four cleaners along the walls and it just cleans the smoke and you don't see it. It just goes up and disappears, Zerman said about their air filtration system. The grand opening event will conclude with a Smokes and Jokes with Dre Burns, which will be a ticketed event that starts at 7 p.m. with doors opening at 5:30. 7 Point Dispensary and the Smoke Lounge are located at 380 Eastgate Drive in Danville. To follow along with any upcoming events, Zerman said to check out their website at 7point.org. And there's a picture inside the lounge, inside the Smoke Lounge, a new consumption lounge at 7 Point, a weed dispensary in Danville. Next story is titled Fisher Theater Director Talks to Danville Lions Club, written by a staff reporter in Danville. Danville Lions recently welcomed Ashley Greer, executive director of the Fisher Theater, at their weekly meeting. Greer reported on the 2025 facts and figures for the Fisher along with other topics. We believe art is vital to a good life, Greer said. Our purpose is to fund and oversee the registration, maintenance, and operations of the historic Fisher Theater in order for all to experience the arts in this local treasure. Originally built in 1884 as the Grand Open Opera House, the Fisher has a long history of live theatrical and musical performances and stands today as a restored historic cultural hub thanks to the vision and generosity of local philanthropist Julius W. Hagler II and the Julius W. Hagler II Foundation, alongside the efforts of countless volunteers, donors, and supporters dedicated to preserving this landmark. For more information or to find a schedule of upcoming events, visit the Fisher website at fishertheater.com. And there's a picture of Ashton Greer, executive director of the Fisher Theater, on the right, poses for a photo with the Lions Club president Peg Morris at last Thursday's meeting. Next story is titled Fisher Theater to Host Danville Scott Talent Show, written by a staff reporter in Danville. Finals for Danville's Got Talent Battle of the Best is set for 6 p.m. on Friday, March 6th at the historic Fisher Theater. Tickets for the event are on sale now. The cost is $5 per person plus a $2 processing fee. Two nights of auditions were held on January 14th and 15th, with a panel of judges narrowed the pool of performers down to 9 acts. The group will take the stage for the first time in this new high-stakes format. This year, the competition begins with a new twist, battle rounds. The 9 performers have been paired into 4 battle groups where they will go head-to-head in the first half of the show. The judges will select 4 performers to advance to the solo rounds. After an intermission, the solo rounds will not only feature the 4 winners from the battle rounds, but also 4 returning champions from past Danville's Got Talent shows. This group will attempt to defend their titles in a showdown between fresh faces and proven winners. Questions or comments, contact Community Relations Coordinator Lindsay Franz by email at lfranz@cityofdanville.org. For more information regarding Danville's Got Talent and more upcoming events, please visit our website at cityofdanville.org/373/First Fridays in Downtown Danville. Next story is titled Winning Mega Millions Ticket Sold in Springfield, written by a staff reporter in Chicago. A life-changing winning lottery ticket valued at $3 million was sold earlier this week at the Quick Ease in Springfield. During Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the winning ticket matched all 5 white ball numbers, 12, 39, 43, 49, and 55, but missed the Mega Million of 23, with a 3-time multiplier added, and the original $1 million prize was tripled to $3 million. This store has proudly served the community for more than 26 years and has celebrated many winning lottery moments along the way, said Damon Cranford, CEO of Chronister Oil Company, which operates the Quick and Ease stores throughout central Illinois. While this isn't the largest prize we've ever sold, it's certainly among the biggest. For selling the winning ticket, Quick and Ease will receive a $30,000 bonus equal to 1% of the prize amount. Sharing in the excitement of the win like this is always special, Cranford said. We were hopeful the ticket belongs to someone within our local community. In total, more than 11,000 winning Mega Million tickets were sold in Tuesday's drawing. The excitement isn't over. The Mega Millions jackpot has now soared to $458 million for upcoming drawing on Friday. Mega Millions tickets are $5 each and includes a randomly assigned multiplier that improves all winning non-jackpot prizes by 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, or 10 times. Tickets for the game can be purchased in-store, online, or on the Illinois Lottery app. For more information or to buy tickets online, please visit illinoislottery.com. Okay, we'll run through the community briefs. Keith speaks to Danville Lions. Tricia Keith will speak to the Danville Lions Club at 6 p.m. on Thursday, February 26th. Keith will be discussing homeless students in Vermilion County. The Lions Club meets at Spanky's Banquet Hall, located at 409 East Main Street in Danville. Lions Club hosts Chili Dinner Day Dinner. The Danville Lions Club annual Chili Day Day is set for Monday, March 2nd at the St. James United Methodist Church located at 504 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Chili will be served from 11 to 7 p.m. for dine-in or carry-out orders. Cost is $8 at the door. Individuals are asked to bring used eyeglasses and hearing aids. For more information, contact Bill Lucas at 217-474-0735. Meeting set for retired teachers. The Vermilion County Retired Teachers Association will meet at 11 a.m. on Friday, March 6th at DACC Bremer's Conference Center. All former and recent retirees are welcome to attend. Lunch will be catered by the DACC Culinary Department and the cost is $16. The program will be a presentation by Sue Richter regarding the Vermilion County Bicentennial Celebration this year. Reservations are required by Friday, February 27th to Cheryl Schroeder at 217-474-7177 or at Cheryl at cookeetech.net. Coffee Talk at Hoopston Library. Illinois Extension and Omni 4 will be hosting Coffee Talk at the Hoopston Public Library located at 110 North 4th Street in Hoopston. This three-part series will teach participants on eating to support cognitive function, medication safety, National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, and general brain health education. Sessions will be held from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. on the first Thursday of the month from March to May. The first session slated for March 5th will be nutrition for brain health. Then it will be medication safety on April 2nd, and the series will conclude with brain health on May 7th. Coffee will be provided by the Hoopston Public Library. For more information, visit the Illinois Extension website at go.illinois.edu/coffeehpl. VFW hosts Meatball Sub Dinner. The Fountain County Old Guard VFW Post 2395, located at 1212 Liberty Street in Covington, Indiana, is having a meatball sub dinner from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Friday, March 6th. The meal includes a meatball sub, pasta salad, potato salad, and a bag of chips. Cost is $8 for veterans and $10 for general public. After the dinner, the Post will host a Globe Bingo event sponsored by the Covington Swims Club. Cost of $25 and all proceeds support the club's activities. And quick local brief. War Museum hosts fourth fireside chat. The fourth installment of Vermilion County War Museum's first Saturday fireside chat series will be Threads of Liberty Part 2 on Saturday, March 7th. The program is a follow-up to last month's event and will focus on early American uniforms and equipment. It will be presented by Jeremy Brady and Bron Bosler. The program starts at 1 p.m. and will last for around 45 minutes with time left for questions. Museum President Larry Weatherford will host the program. For more information, contact Weatherford at 217-474-7256 or by email at lar1863@comcast.net. And Class of 57 meets for lunch. The Danville High School Class of 1957 will be meeting for lunch at 11:30 on Monday, March 16th. The lunch will be held at Jocko's, located at 305 West William Street in Danville. The next luncheon is scheduled for June 15th at Jocko's. So that'll be it for Thursday, February 26th, 2026. That's a lot of sixes again. Looks like I don't know how much snow you guys got, but here in Champaign, we didn't get very much at all, just a little dusting. So I don't know about in Danville there, but I hope you all have a good week. It's supposed to be in the 60s tomorrow. I am excited about that. I am tired of the winter. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for summer or spring. So I hope you all have a good week, and hopefully I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.